question.
Well, yeah. can we divide this into, these are two really very different questions. One is about the post guard to clean up the list, and the other is about the ballot itself, if I understood you correctly. It should be by first class.
Right. Can I make one additional point?
Yeah.
The cost of sending out the postcard is very low, inexpensive, probably under $2,000 for each station. And the additional cost of sending out the ballots first class, we divide that issue, is also minuscule compared to the problems that we make for ourselves if we don't do it. But I would have no objection to dividing this into two motions.
Okay, so let's start with the postcard motion. Is there a discussion?
Yeah, I have some comments.
Go ahead. Is that Bonnie?
Yeah.
Okay.
What does it cost to mail postcards?
I haven't looked in a while, but probably third class rate, first class mail, we could do for 16 cents, so a postcard may be the same or less.
This is Ethea. I think it costs 25 cents. It just went up a penny.
That's
regular mail. We mail non-profit rate. But any case, the cost, you know, whether it's 16 cents or 8 cents or 20 cents, is modest, very modest, compared to what it's cost us. And by the way, the lists, all the lists in question are still in the same terrible condition as they were before the election. They haven't been fixed. The only thing that was done is that they were deduped, which is a mechanical process done by computer. We have not corrected most of the undeliverables. I have 310 undeliverables from WBAI's recent election that never got ballots at all. They're still out there. No one's corrected those addresses.
All right. Can I finish?
Yes, please. Go ahead, Bonnie.
So if they're 20 cents a piece, actually, in the case of KPFA, you're talking about upwards of $5,000, first of all. Second of all, the date of record that begins the next cycle, correct me if I'm wrong, is July 1st and runs till the following June 30th. So I'm not quite sure that I'm following you on sending out a postcard this summer.
Okay. Well, it's if there's an election schedule for October of 2008, I don't think there is, we would send out a postcard now. For example, and
right.
By the way, at 20 cents, I think KPFK's membership is what, about 18,000 now. That would only be about $3,600.
You mean KPFA? That's what Bonnie
KPFA.
Is from KPFA.
Oh, I'm sorry. What did you say your membership was?
I don't know the number offhand, but I was even just thinking 15,000.
Well, then that's much less.
At 20 cents a piece.
Yeah, 15,000 members.
Oh, I'm sorry.
If you had
18,000,
if you had 18,000, it would be $3,600.
Yeah.
BAI would be much less than that. W would be half that.
So, but wouldn't you be talking about, since there is no election next year, you're not talking about doing it this summer, correct?
Not necessarily. My suggestion, by the way, because things change, about 25% of any list changes within a year would be to do it every year, because the postcard that would be sent out at the same rate, by the way, would be a double postcard. It would contain a fundraising appeal, and it might solicit any other information from the members that the station felt it might be a good idea to get. In other words, it would be a useful mailing. It wouldn't be a waste of money. Easily, you could wash the cost of that mailing by the donations you get back, by explaining to people what it was about. We're going to defer the cost of the election, etc. That's not an issue. I merely said what it would cost, but you could get that money back.
I think that if you are
going to be sending a fundraising piece, that needs to also be coordinated to match up with the mail pieces done by the stations and mail pieces done by the national office.
We're not going to have a back and forth here. So I heard Carolyn next on the set.
Yosh.
Kathy
and Yosh. Okay, so Carolyn, Yosh, and Kathy.
That's all right. I'll wait until Yosh and Kathy go.
Okay. Yosh?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I fully support Steve's motion in principle. The one comment I would make would be, you know, requesting additional information such as email addresses or whatever else. I would be very, you know, reluctant to put my email address and return it by way of a postcard. So I don't know. I do see a stumbling block there.
Okay. Kathy? I'll add you to the list.
Okay.
You'll be after Kathy, after Carolyn. Go ahead, Kathy.
I was thinking that this could serve several purposes. If we did this mailing at the beginning of the cycle in which people have to qualify, it would be a way to inform people of what's happening and inform them of the dates of qualification. And that alone would be good to give the information, but also people would be encouraged to become at least basic members in order to qualify. So I think it would be helpful in that way also.
Carolyn?
Yeah, I think this is a great idea, and I do want to say that I agree with Steve. If this had been done, the PNB recommended a deduping mailing in July of every election year, and if that had been done, we would have saved a fortune at every station, especially at BAI. But I do think that some sort of list, simple mechanical list cleaning should be done every year, and this goes one step beyond it. My objection originally, which Steve has answered, was that it would be expensive unless it were combined with a fundraiser. And Bonnie's point is well taken. We need to coordinate these appeals a little bit better. We don't need one from Democracy Now, one from the national office and one from the local station within 3 or 4 weeks of each other. But I think that if we, that's all possible. I think the idea is great and overdue. And I would love to see this go out. The deduping would be done next July as required. But this is something else. This is not, I was confused about that. But this is something else. This is not a mere deduping. This is returnables and getting forwarding addresses or new addresses. I think that's I'm in favor of that. I'll vote for that.
Okay, Steve, and then myself.
Yeah, those points raised were good, but let me clarify something. First of all, you don't need a mailing to dedupe. Deduping is a process that's done by running the list through a computer. There are very sophisticated algorithms that will take out all the duplicates. You do not have to mail. And each one of them pops up, and you look at it, and you decide whether it's the same person or not. That's not part of my proposal. Second point is, of course, this needs to be coordinated. One of the problems is that there has never been, and is not now, any coordination between the national and the stations about these mailings, nor does the station ever know when it's going to send out mailings. Everything is done on an ad hoc, emergency, random, arbitrary basis. If the station was going to send out a fundraising letter, that in itself could be the list cleaner. All you have to do is slap a return requested on the envelope, and you would get that same list information back. The only reason for the postcard is because it's cheap and fast. But if a mailing were going to go out to the entire membership, then with the proper thing put on, you would get all that information you needed. That's still the point. Whether we do or don't ask for an email address is something else. We can certainly decide to send out a mailing in an envelope instead of not for a couple of dollars more. Again, you would raise that money back, not as a fundraiser, but just to defray the cost of the mailing. It's very easy. It always brings back at least its cost and a couple of dollars more.
Okay, I'm going to call on myself.
Bob, I'd like to get on after you.
Sure. Okay, so I think it's definitely an important idea to send out a mailing before the record date of next year's election in order to make sure that our lists are as up-to-date as possible. And just let me clarify for everyone, under the new bylaws amendment that was passed last year, what those dates are. The new calendar will be that nominations will open June 1st and close on July 1st. Ballots will be mailed August 15th. And should be counted by, or should be, I'm sorry, the close date would be September 30th. And that means the record date will be 45 days before the ballot sending date, which, as Bonnie said, would be June 1st. Although there is some flexibility built in. The election supervisor could vary it, I think, up to 15 days. Based on conditions, but that's the rough time frame. So we're talking about a ballot being mailed on August 15th. I guess we should really look at the record date of June 1st would be the date before which we want to have the most updated list. So my concern is, at a time of extreme financial crisis in Pacifica, I don't think it's a given that a postcard is going to elicit the kind of fundraising response that a mailer with a, you know, that has an enclosed envelope to send back and a whole kind of appeal that you can do in a letter, that's going to pay for itself. And it's certainly not going to help one iota to cleaning up the list for next year's election if we send out something this year. And it's not in our purview as a committee anyway to deal with general needs of membership lists or fundraising or whatever. So I would amend this motion to say that we recommend that next spring at a date, you know, sufficiently in advance of the record date, that the stations send out some kind of mailing and not specify postcard, because they also have to coordinate with their own fundraising plan. Some stations send out either routinely or sporadically a letter appealing for people to send money in. So if that happens, we certainly don't want to impose on that station a requirement to send a completely separate mailing just because of, you know, a different purpose. So, and that's the other thing here. With this type of administrative detail, I think that we really should be consulting with our management, or at least with the executive director, before we adopt a motion that sounds good to us, but none of us are on the ground every day working on the fundraising plans of each station. So I guess I'm proposing that, that we pass a motion to consult with the executive director about the idea of calling for a mailing by each station close to the time of next year's record date.
Second.
Can we have a discussion of this?
Yes, but can please people ask to be recognized and say your name?
This is Kathy.
We can always have a discussion of
Carolyn,
every proposal. Okay, so I had Bonnie, then Carolyn.
This is Kathy.
And then Kathy. Okay.
Didn't I first?
Yeah, Bonnie, then Kathy, then Carolyn. Go ahead,
Steve.
Bonnie.
Steve.
And then Steve.
I'm glad that you said that, Bob. One of the things that was going through my mind is that each of the stations have a slightly different system, and I would like... And if it goes through Nicole and then filters down, that's great, but I think it would be valuable to have the input of, for instance, our database person who deals with all of this every day, our subscriptions database person. I wasn't quite sure that I followed it entirely, Steve, but there was something that concerned me in your motion about the cards that come back, then we would, or that don't come back, then we would have somebody call. I just think we have to be aware, while everybody is working so hard trying to keep us afloat right now, that we not be inadvertently or intentionally loading people up at the station.
Jan Goodman.
And I also, I could imagine, unless this is written very carefully, and I agree with, I think it was Bob, that said that a postcard might be not the way to elicit the response that we want to get from people. I think it's really confusing when we are on the air asking people to contribute to the stations and sometimes suggesting to them that a basic membership is $25, which will make them eligible to vote in the next local station board elections, people are going to get a postcard, and I'm not sure that they all follow that it's asking them if they are current in this particular voting cycle and have contributed their money this year. I think that a lot of people that respond might be sending back a postcard because they contributed last year.
You misunderstand.
Steve, your turn is coming up. Are you done, Bonnie?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, Kathy's next.
I just wanted to speak also as a person who is on the ground working every day on these issues. And my concern about putting off this check until next spring is that it is too close to the elections. The problems that we've had is because the elections only become conscious, you know, at the dates themselves, when the date occurs, when the people have to submit their applications. And I feel that because we've gone so far with...
Kathy, you're blipping out. We can't hear you. Can you repeat the last couple sentences?
Yeah, I said that because there's part of the problem with trust is it happens in...
Breaking up.
Your signal's breaking up, Kathy. You're going to have to find another place to talk to us.
Okay, let me try. How about now?
Maybe a little better.
What I was saying is part of the problem has been with the list is that the time period is too short. So it may make sense from the perspective of the board or Pacific Management not to do anything till... But I feel that if we're really going to straighten out this problem, which is longstanding, we need to straighten it out now so that next spring the correction will be much smaller. I just think it's a mistake to wait until we're close to the elections because that itself has been the significant problem within the station to integrate all of this stuff. I think we need to correct the list now.
Okay. Carolyn?
Yes, I think Kathy has hit the nail on the head. I think the bylaws, not the bylaws, but the motion that mandated a mailing in July will have to be changed and revoted to reflect the new timeline. I think that the question of whether we use a letter or a card, whether we tie it to an already written fundraising attempt, whether we cooperate with the ED or the general management or a national fundraiser if we ever get one. I think these are things that would have to be worked out, and at some point, I want to disagree with Bob that this is not in the purview of this committee. There is nothing else in elections except the list. If this committee addresses itself to nothing else but straightening out the list, cleaning it up, making sure it's kept updated every year and in good working order and that the people on it have memberships that are updated, believe me, our elections would be about 50% cheaper and an awful lot smoother. So I think that this really goes to the heart of one of the issues that are really a high priority, and that is maintaining and upgrading the list constantly. It's an ongoing effort. I disagree with Steve that this would be a permanent solution. It would be this year's great solution, but not certainly something that should be repeated at some point in the future. So, yes, I would vote for it, but I would not vote to curtail it. And I think the details, if we start fooling around now with the details and the content, I think we're going to lose the point of this. Steve's expertise, I trust in this. He's been the first election for which he wrote a survey, returned $18,000 to WBAI. And his fundraising letters are phenomenal, I have to say. I've just gone through a box of stuff from 2000 to the first election, and I've seen some of the materials. So I would say let's go with this and leave the details to someone who knows how to do this.
Okay, Steve, and then I'll call myself.
This discussion really points up something very important, and that is how unwilling to regard Pacifica's issues as all related to one another. There is no such thing as something solely an election issue, solely a programming issue, solely a fundraising issue. These things are all connected. The problem with the stations is that they do not coordinate their fundraising with anything else, nor does the national with the local. And this particular list cleaning idea, this card I'm addressing as to buying it does not have to be returned. Its purpose is not to be returned. If the address is deliverable, the card isn't returned. If it isn't deliverable, the post office returns it automatically, and we then contact that person. And we don't expect a million responses. We expect only 2 to 3%. And those have caused an extraordinary amount of problem in this election. It's not a problem to email these people or phone them. We'll have plenty of time to do that in order to get the correct address. But the main point is that every station, there are best times to mail any kind of appeal, and there are worst times to mail. Everybody in direct marketing knows what they are. Nobody in Pacifica does. Every station at the beginning of the year should submit to the national office, to the other stations, or whoever, a list, a schedule of when they plan to make the mailings. They can always decide not to, but it shouldn't be random. That will enable the election committee or whoever is doing this to use those mailings to clean the list on a perpetual basis, and it must be done every year. The list changes every year. Things happen. People move. Records get corrupted. And it's a relatively simple thing, and it should be set up. But by and large, the stations don't talk with each other. The national doesn't talk to the stations, and people within stations are so anxious to guard their particular areas that they don't talk and communicate with one another. And you have no unification, and that's why we have problems like this.
Okay. What I want to say is that I think Kathy raises a reasonable point about the question of we do a mailing this year and we get a certain number of postcards back, as Steve was just describing, that, you know, from the post office that say this address, this person's moved or undeliverable or whatever it says, then we would be in a position to do the phoning and the emailing we do that portion of it this year. And then next year, shortly before the election, we'd have a smaller proportion of such calls or emails to have to make. So that might make sense. But, see, this is a perfect example of what I mean by that I don't think this committee should be making this kind of recommendations in the abstract. I mean, I appreciate that Kathy is one of the paid staff people at the station, but she's not in the membership department. And the point is we have four other stations that we have no one who is working day-to-day on membership and mailings and so on. We need to talk to management about what they think is feasible and makes sense before we just jump in and say, well, we think the best thing is do one this year and do one again next winter or spring or whatever. It might turn out to be a good idea, but I don't want to presume to know without asking. And I think it's not helpful when this happens on the board from time to time of presuming that we know the inner workings of very specific functions and specific departments at five different stations before we've checked with them. So, you know, let's adopt some sort of motion that we should initiate a discussion with Nicole. And the reason I said Nicole is that the board always deals first with the executive director, and then, of course, she'll have to decide internally, you know, who to check with or how to move forward getting the answer to what's the best process to get this done. But we can make it clear that it's very important to this committee that there be a list cleanup before the record date next year. And the other thing to keep in mind is that the sooner that we send something out, the more out of date it becomes by the time of the election. I mean, we want the most up-to-the-minute accurate election roll. So that's why the mailing that is going to be the most definitive will be the one that goes out, you know, within maybe just a few weeks before the record date. Because beyond that, then you, again, have more people that will move and that, whatever, become unreachable or and so on. So that would be my, substitute motion, which I can put into words in a minute. But let's see first if there's more discussion.
This is Kathy. I have something to respond.
Go ahead.
I understand what you're saying from the perspective of protocol, and I think it's fine.
You're breaking up again.
I think it's fine to follow protocol and to send the motion to Nicole. But I really feel that we have to start now, and maybe we can leave a very long window. and ask that it be in during the long window, but I really want that to start now because I know certainly in at BAI there's bound to be a letter sent out soon. So, you know, maybe even this summer. So if we put this into play, then we can start the process. We get what corrections we get. Then the premiums department doesn't have to integrate those changes at the same time as the elections are starting, at the same time that programming, that fundraising is being planned. We give a large window, then they can begin to put those changes over a year between fundraising. I just think it's imperative that it not be left to the last minute. It won't be able to be accomplished if we leave it to the last minute.
Okay. Bill. I agree with that. So who else would like to, anyone who hasn't spoken yet would like to chime in here?
Bill.
Yes, Bill.
Yeah, I agree about everything everybody's been saying. Steve's, and I like Bob's concern also, but maybe we should just refer this to the committee, this working group, because this sounds like one of probably many recommendations we're going to come up with. And in the meantime, I think it's a good idea to talk to Nicole, and it's probably going to be a good idea for us to check with each of our stations to see what they're already doing about return mail. There's lots of incentives the station should have to get their membership list corrected, but it's not happening. And so I'm not sure why or what it's going to take to make it happen. But, you know, we're losing out on potential donations, too, if we send fundraising letters to bad addresses and then we don't get the addresses collected. We're wasting postage and probably over and over again, and then we're losing donations and stuff. And so if we can get it fixed for that, that'll also help fix the problem for the ballot mailing. But I think we should refer this to the committee and let this be one of the recommendations that will probably come out. But I think we need more information on how to implement it.
Okay. Anyone else want to speak on?
Yeah, Anthony.
Go ahead.
I don't think we need to get too tied up in the issue of whether or not a mailing should go out in a non-election year. As I understand it, Steve's motion mainly has to do with something that should be done, I guess, every election year. And then maybe if one is to be done in a non-election year, maybe that's sort of a special case for a station where the mailing list is in particularly bad shape, as people say is the case in New York. But I don't know that we have to decide that issue tonight.
Okay.
Steve, this is Steve.
Yes,
the one thing I'd like to end with is that I don't want people to get the wrong idea. The mailing as a list cleaning device is your minimum basic fallback. If a station wants to send out a fundraiser, it would be fine not to send out a list cleaner because the fundraiser, if mailed first class return requested, would then provide all the information you need to correct your database. So you can have your fundraiser, and by the way, all station fundraisers are awful. They're terrible. But you can have your fundraising mailing with an envelope, with a letter, with whatever you want, and that would provide a perfect way to clean your list. You do not have to send a standalone list cleaner. I suggested that because nothing is being done, and the stations, to save money, are not mailing first class. It's penny-wise and pound-foolish.
Oh, Carolyn on the staff.
Jan Goodman.
Jan, are you asking me to speak or just saying you're back?
Oh, I'm back and I would like to speak.
Okay, you haven't spoken on this ground, so you go ahead.
It seems to me that there would be a good reason to either send a postcard out or better yet be involved with, you know, recouping the, if there's another mailing at the stations, having the elections, whoever's involved with the elections, go through and help clean up the list or have the station clean up the list, but not just strike off, you know, old addresses, but also do the follow-up work of trying to locate where these people are, like emails or telephone calls, because I don't know that that's being done. If it's being done, great. But that takes a lot of time. That's a pretty time-consuming task if it isn't done regularly. And my perception is that it's not done regularly at all the stations. And then, as somebody said, then the next time, it has to be done, of course, you know, closer to the election cycle, but this should be a much easier task at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that the goal should be to do it twice in order to have the luxury of calling and emailing people and getting the list cleaned up and added to, and then you clean it up again.
Okay.
And I'm sorry if that's sort of duplicative, but I'm not sure that it's totally duplicative of what people have already said.
Okay. Carolyn?
Yes, I think Jen has hit the nail right on the head. It does need to be done twice, and the station, Kathy is right, the station does need some lead time. I think maybe part of the problem is that people who have not worked with Steve on any of these issues don't know some of the things that he thinks might be obvious. Perhaps Steve could write this up and send it to us, but I do think there is some time pressure. I think it must go out this summer. I think if we could piggyback on a mailer from as many stations as are doing mailers, and Kathy indicates that there will be one at BAI, that would save some money quite a bit if the mailer is going out anyway. So I would like to move that if Steve would accept a motion to change postcard to postcard or first-class mailing, and just move this motion ahead with the understanding that Steve will consult with Nicole Sawaya.
I don't have to accept it. You can amend it. But yeah, postcard is not necessary. I said it's any mailing at the station makes. You don't have to piggyback.
Right, okay.
First class return requested postage, period.
Okay, well, that's what I mean about us not understanding exactly how it works. But all right, if that language is good, I would like to move this motion and call the question, vote on it.
Okay.
Whatever amended language we need. And
yeah, just so people know, under Robert's rules, you can't call any questions in any committee.
But we do have
time limits, so we can deal with it that way. But speaking of which, Bonnie, how many
minutes
are left?
Well, we're so far over
that it
wouldn't be necessary to really talk about it, Bob.
Okay, so why don't we hear Steve's motion again, and then we can take any, because I'm working on a substitute motion, but let's hear Steve's first.
Let me try to combine what I think seems to be the consensus, that as early as feasible, before the next election, all stations should send out at least one mailing of whatever kind, first class return requested, for the purpose of obtaining back undeliverable addresses, which will then be corrected by trying to contact the member using information we already have in our database, phone and or email.
This is Jan. Can I be
Yeah,
clear?
Go ahead, Jan.
I think that we should add language to the effect that we should make the attempt to have one mailing done with return receipt requested and forwarding address also requested. Just because some people don't know that's part of the concept here. Forwarding address.
Address correction requested is the language. That
yeah, address correct address correction requested.
Requested. Yeah, I should have added that.
Yeah, and that that we request that hope our state or whatever that hopefully we can go through this process twice, once as early as possible. Hopefully this summer, and then once closer to the record date, so that we can and maybe state so that we can do a thorough job and with time sufficient time to do a thorough job if it were done during this year, and then
one closer to the record date to make sure that the list is corrected.
Okay, Steve, do you want to reread the motion?
Sure. Well, I'll recompose it. I've written it down. That the each station should send at least one mailing as early as possible before the election, preferably this summer, that is sent first class return requested, address correction requested, so that we can capture all those names, all those addresses that are undeliverable, and correct them over a period of time that would not be a burden on the station.
And then a second one, and then do a second one closer to the record date.
Okay. Add that.
Okay, so that's Steve's motion. I guess my rather than a substitute, because most of that makes sense to me, but I would my amendment would be to delete the language about preferably including a second mailing. And
sorry, I didn't hear that. There was a beep, Bob. Can you repeat that?
Sure. My amendment would be to delete the language about, and I don't have the exact wording, but something about preferably one this summer, and then the language that Jan added about preferably two mailings. In other words, that your original wording was that we, and this has to be, all motions by this committee have to be worded as the elections committee recommends to the PNB, blah, 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 whatever. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that we recommend that that at least one mailing and then the rest of your language be done, but not, you know, the saying that we have predetermined without even talking to management that it should be two. So that's my amendment, is to delete those phrases.
So, are you accepting comments on your amendment? This is Kathy.
Well, let's ask the body how much more time we want to have, because we're over time. So we
can
extend, but let's see what people want to do. And remember, we agreed to adjourn at 10:30. So we could just spend the remaining 10 minutes on this item and then close. Is there an objection to that? Okay. All right, then the floor remains open. So, Kathy, go ahead.
I was just thinking in terms of the second mailing. I understand the caution you have because of whatever costs it may be. Maybe we can add something that, you know, that cost should be looked at by management in their decision. But I feel that as, you know, the governing body, that we have a certain responsibility, and part of that responsibility is to make sure that our listeners receive their ballots. And while I think it's very important to work with management and our financial situation, I believe our first responsibility is to our members, and that we should do whatever it takes. If it's two mailings, then we should do two mailings. Or we should leave the door open to do a second mailing and not, you know, be able to correct now and then course correct again, so that people will have some faith in our elections.
Steve Brown.
Okay.
One point we should consider. I understand Kathy's point, and certainly we owe an obligation to our members. But only from a practical point of view, I think people fix on the cost of the mailing and not looking at what we're going to save. As I said, it costs $100,000 or more.
Steve, you're breaking up.
I'm on a landline.
Okay,
really,
I think there's somebody that whose phone is giving a lot of background noise. If you know who that is, can you please mute yourself?
It might be me, Dan.
Okay,
I'll do that.
So, again, the cost of these mailings, whatever they cost, and they're very, very modest cost, it will not be anything near what we are going to let ourselves in for each election as we have last time. And it's going to get worse and worse as people get more and more sophisticated in the ability to raise challenges and bring legal suits based on what was done the previous year. We will bury ourselves in cost. This is the way of eliminating the cost. It's a preventative measure whose initial cost should be weighed against the major cost on the government.
Okay, the person with the background noise, please mute. Okay. All right. Does anyone else who hasn't spoken want to speak?
I have a point of information.
Yes.
Isn't there a figure that has to go to finance for a financial impact for anything new that's being ordered up like this?
Yes. It's not a figure. It's that any motion that requires spending money has to go to the Finance Committee to review for a financial impact statement.
It needs a budget entry.
No, it needs a financial impact statement.
Right.
You need to cost it out.
That's before the board can adopt something. But, you know, I mean, we could certainly ask the Finance Committee preemptively to whatever we pass in 5 minutes from now, we could send to them and ask if they could look into it and give a cost estimate. So then by the time the board actually decides whether to adopt this motion, they would have real figures in front of them.
Mm. By the point of information, Bob,
yeah.
You mentioned the fact that obviously this is a committee and our output is recommendation only. However, isn't it reasonable that because we are only making recommendations, we might as well make the recommendation we want, and that will provoke a discussion with the board and/or the executive director and the other stations. If we don't go as far as we want, then we're not going to have the discussion we want. If we were the supreme authority, I would be very careful about the language of our motions, but not as a recommendation. At all. So I think that we should go as far as we can go, and then let the stations and the board and the ED come back and say, let's scale this down or let's discuss.
Well, my understanding of all of our committee's purview is that we're to study different issues facing the network and to come up with recommendations that then you come back to the board and say, this is what we think needs to be done to solve this problem. Now, that doesn't preclude us from sending out word to, well, in fact, we would automatically. In fact, well, no, let me take that back. We wouldn't automatically send every motion to the board right away, but in this case, we could say, because of the priority, that we're not going to wait for a formal report by the committee chair to the next board meeting. We could send this out tomorrow morning to the entire PNB, which, of course, Nicole is a member of, an ex officio member of that board, in order to get them thinking about it and get them engaged in how to move forward on it. So I'm just saying that the form of any motion needs to be, we recommend that the PNB do such and such, but it doesn't preclude us from starting to get the ball rolling sooner.
Okay.
So, all right, we're almost at closing time. So, Steve, why don't you read one more time, and this time I think you need to write it up and send it out to Yosh so that we have a record of it.
Okay, if somebody could take it down, I'm not really able to take it down, to write it down at this point.
Yosh, are you able to take it?
Well, here, let me take a stab at
what
I feel the consensus to be. And
sure.
I probably will overstep. The Elections Committee recommends that the ED instruct each station to send out a first-class mailing to its membership for the purpose of cleaning up the membership list. The Elections Committee recommends that the ED instruct each station to send out a first-class mailing to its membership with address correction requested for the purpose of cleaning up the membership lists and take effective steps to correct addresses as necessary.
Yeah, good. One thing I'd add, you said with address correction requested and return requested, just in case. I have to go look and see what the language is this year in the post office, but that should get us over the hump. Please add the fact that it doesn't have to be a mailing for the purpose of list cleaning. Any mailing they're going to send will also do. We don't care what did it, because if it's not correctly addressed, we'll get that information back. In other words, I don't want the stations to think that we're telling them they got to make another mailing. Any mailing they plan to make, if they mail it first class with that language on it, will serve the purpose. So it'll be just in their regular costs.
Okay.
Carolyn here?
Yeah, go ahead, Carolyn.
I think Steve's point is well taken that people might not understand, but I think the Yosha's language is perfectly adequate. Perhaps Steve could write up something and frame it and explain all this in something that accompanies the motion when it goes out to the ED and
okay.
the board.
If Yash sends me the motion, I will elegantly frame it and send it back to the committee, and then we can polish it up maybe online or something.
Okay, the only thing missing from the reading is the time frame. I would say this summer. Point of information, by the way, there is a mailing already mandated for next summer because that will be an election year. So we don't even have to add that language if we don't want to.
What kind of mailing?
Evidently the same, but it's the probably with return address corrected. I don't know about the other information you just added. But it's for the same purpose. It's a P&B regulation that was passed several years ago. The July mailing that you referred to.
Right. Well, since the bylaws have been amended since that passed, so July mailing, of course, would be way too late.
Yeah.
I think we should approach this from scratch and not kind of make reference to something that's outdated and just say what we want currently to happen. So,
good point. Good point.
I think the question on the floor, and I guess it'll have to come back to an amendment from me, is whether to include in this recommending one, at least one mailing or two, or explicitly two, which seems to be Carolyn's amendment. So, I would propose the language at least one mailing, and then add the phrase, which wasn't in Yosha's final version, but was in Steve's original one, before the record date for the, before the June 1st record date for the 2009 election.
This is Kathy.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think in a way you're going back to your first recommendation that there'd be only one mailing. I think it's imperative that the mailing be done as soon as possible and that it not be linked to the whatever the mandate was to do something close to the record date.
Okay, well, you're repeating yourself. At this point, we're at the end of the meeting. We have to vote. I think we all know what our positions are. I was just putting forward the language of an amendment, which we'll vote on, and we can either accept it or reject it, and then we'll vote on Steve's underlying motion. So, Yosh, could you read once again just with the new language, and, you know, we'll vote separately on the new language.
Don't we have to vote the amendment first, or are you including it?
So, no, I'm saying he needs to read it in the full context if it were amended, and then we'll vote on whether to add that amendment or not, just so we understand how it would affect the total text. And by the way, it has to say the committee recommends to the PNB that the executive director do such and such, not that we directly recommend to the ED.
Okay. Okay, let me try again.
Okay.
And I'm going to need a lot of help here. The Elections Committee recommends to the PNB that it recommend that the ED instruct each station to send out, and here, at least one first-class mailing to its membership with address correction requested and return request, I think. For the purpose of cleaning up the membership lists and take effective steps to correct the lists as necessary.
Okay, I think a simple way to, for us to vote on the difference between the two points of view is to take out the word at least there and add a phrase at the end. And there would be two different phrases we can vote on. One would be, And that such mailing be done twice between now and June 1st, 2009 record date for the next election. That would be the motion, I guess, that Steve, the wording that Steve would want. And then my motion, my alternate language would be at least once before the June 1st, 2009 record date for the election.
Excuse me, Bob, what is the information? When you refer to the record date, there are several record dates. The date I'm interested in is the date on which someone has to still be a member, has to be a member in order to vote in the
election. That's what I mean. That's okay. The bylaws uses the term record date to describe that very date that you're saying.
This is Isia. I need to ask a question about the language.
Yes.
I understood Yost to say that we're recommending that the ED recommend.
Yosh?
Well, I have that the ED instruct each station.
Okay. I misheard.
Yeah, well, I have two there were two recommendations, that the Elections Committee recommends to the PNB that it recommends that the ED instruct each station.
The PNB has to direct the ED to instruct the station.
Okay. That it direct. Okay. The Elections Committee recommends to the PNB that it direct the ED that she instruct each station to send out a first-class mailing with address correction requested and return requested. For the purpose of cleaning up the mailing list and take effective steps to correct the lists as necessary. And then part two, and that such mailing be made at least made two times prior to the June 1st, 2009 record date.
That's version one. And version two would be that such mailing be done at least once before the 2009 election record date of, and you should put in, just for her reference, June 1st, 2009.
Okay.
Okay, so,
Kathy?
Okay, hold on. Before you go, Kathy, so does everyone understand the first sentence that doesn't make any reference to whether it's one or two mailings? It just explains what we're asking to be mandated. And is there any question about that, and can we adopt that by, you know, is there any objection to the first sentence by itself? And then we'll add on one of the two second sentences.
I object.
Oh, go ahead.
In the first motion, it was as soon as possible. So I feel that this is not, it's significantly different in the two motions.
Well, I agree, yeah.
Why don't we add the as soon as possible to the first version of the second sentence?
Can we?
I'm trying to just have a clear way for us to express our opinion tonight on which version we want. And so the first sentence just says, a mailing needs to be done, absolutely. Then the second sentence will say, is it one as soon as possible and one next year, or is it at least one and leave the discretion to the management. So that's, you know, we don't have to debate it. We're just trying to get language clear so we can vote, and we'll see which way the committee wants.
Well, the language determines the actions. This is
right.
Kathy.
So,
okay.
Right. So why can't we add that language to that amendment, that second sentence?
Okay. Let me try it again. So
go ahead.
The first version.
Before you do it, may I make one suggestion? That to clarify the language, maybe even more. I think I would like to have it say the first version would be to have one mailing before September of this year, and again, as close to the June record date as possible.
That's good.
Okay, so that can be the second sentence. You know, that can be your version of the second sentence as opposed to my version, and then we can vote on the two, on which one we want.
That distinguishes them a little more.
Okay. Did you get that, Yosh?
All right. Okay. Well, I'm just going to read the version, and that such mailing be made before September 2008, and that a second mailing be made shortly prior to the record date in 2009.
Which is June 1st, 2009.
Right, I'm going to have June 1st in parentheses.
Right. Okay, and then did you get my wording, my alternative wording?
Let's see, I think, and that such mailing be made prior.
At least once.
Yeah, my language would be in that such mailing be made at least once. prior to the June 1st, 2000.
At least once prior to the June 2009 record date.
Right. Okay, is everyone clear on the two proposals on the floor? Okay, so then, Yosh, why don't you call the roll on Steve's amendment first, which is to mandate one in September,
okay,
by September, and the other close to next to June 1st as possible.
So, point of information?
Yes.
Our choice now simply between saying at least twice and at least once?
Right.
We need two roll calls on this, right? With the,
right.
With the at first least
on
one
the,
first.
And
the first
then on,
one.
I know. Yeah.
No,
excuse me, everyone. Can I have a point of personal privilege? This
yes.
is Jan. There's a meeting, a KPFK governance meeting that I need to step into. Can I just vote?
Yes,
my vote
sure.
is my vote is yes. I vote yes. My preference is for the two times mailing, but you know I'll vote for the one time mailing if that doesn't prevail.
Okay.
Is that good enough?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Fine. Thanks.
Okay, I'm leaving you all.
Okay.
Good night,
all right.
And good luck.
Good night,
bye-bye.
Dan. All right, I will call the roll for
okay.
Steve.
Hold on, I'm sorry, Yosh. I heard Steve ask.
Doesn't the vote has to be for the at least first? That's the easy one, and then you second decide if you want to step it up further. And in other words, everybody who votes for mine will certainly vote for Bob's. So that ought to be the first one. Let's get that under our belt. If that one passes, we take a second roll call and see if everybody will go a step further and vote for two mailings.
That's fine. We could do it that way. It doesn't
okay.
really matter, whichever order. Yeah.
So
now,
I'm going to call the roll from the bottom up because
okay.
I like shaking things up.
Which one are we voting on?
Yeah, at this point, I think you better reread the language, Yosh.
Okay.
That we're voting on, only the one
we're voting on. Bob's, which will read something similar to the Elections Committee recommends to the PNB that it direct the ED to instruct each station to send out a first-class mailing to its membership with address correction requested and return requested for the purpose of cleaning up the mailing list. And take effective steps to correct the lists as necessary. And then
we go into
the two versions. And the first version that we are voting on will be Bob's, and that such mailing be made at least once prior to the June 2009 record date.
Point of information?
Yeah.
Isn't it, according to Robert's rules, that if this first motion passes, it replaces the second motion? We don't then go on to vote on the second?
Yes, that's my understanding.
No, this was an amendment first.
Hold on, Steve. Go ahead, Kathy, finish.
No, my question is, my understanding of Robert's rules is that you put forth your motion as a replacement. So that if we vote yes to your motion, that in itself will cancel out Steve's motion.
Right.
Yeah, I think actually that's a good point procedurally. That is correct.
I took it.
I just don't want to make a vote under the misconception that I'm then going to vote again.
Yeah, I mean, right. I think we're all clear that there are two options here, and we either vote for one or the other. And if we vote down one, then. And technically, the next step under Robert's rules is then my version becomes the new draft on the floor that could be further amended. But I think
right.
at this hour, since we're 10 minutes past our adjournment time and we all know our point of view, I think we should just view it as this will be...
No, I needed clarity because
yeah,
there was...
No, that's fine.
It didn't make sense to me.
May I propose a solution which
yes.
may or may not be acceptable, and that is we just take one vote and we vote either for Bob or for Steve's amendment.
Point of information here, Carol.
Yeah.
If we vote Bob's motion down, then Steve's motion would automatically go into effect. Is that correct?
No.
No.
But I think
then we need two separate votes, but that's the net effect.
let me agree with Yosh. I think, you know, we can be a little informal here. I think we all know that there are two positions on the floor, and let's just ask people to say, you know, I vote for either Steve's amendment, Bob's amendment, or none, or neither. And if neither wins, then we'll have to go back to the drawing board. But I think that should solve this expeditiously.
So maybe our votes, rather than saying yes, no, we can just say one or two, being the number of meetings,
right,
or number of mailings.
Okay, fine, okay. Fine, for simplicity. All right, so just say if you want a mandated two mailings or at least one.
Okay, so I'm taking my, I am voting, Yosh is voting, and he's voting two. Wesley?
Not here.
Wesley Bethune, are you still
yes,
there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Sorry.
I vote on two.
Tico is not here. Steve Brown?
Two.
Rob Robinson is not here. Jane Gatewood is not here. Jan Goodman voted for two. Leslie Radford is not here. Kathy Davis?
Two.
George Ryder? Not here. Isia?
Two.
Carolyn Burden?
Two.
Bonnie Simmons?
One.
Bob Lederer?
At least one.
Bill Crozier?
Two.
Anthony Fest?
Two.
And the twos carry it with 2, 4, 6, 8, 9. Nine in favor of two mailings and two in favor of at least one mailing. So Steve's motion carries.
Okay, and so let's just, to be official under Robert's rules, is there any objection to the underlying motion as just amended?
None.
Okay, I'll abstain on this. But,
so will I.
Okay, so if you can note, there were two abstentions.
Okay.
Okay, well, at 10:45 then, we are mandated to adjourn. So we'll see everyone on June 30th. And in the meantime, those who are on the working group, let's get this going and, bring forward a report before the next meeting.
Sounds good. Thank you, Bill.
Thanks everyone.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.